So again, you know, we saw yesterday, Ariel was pointing this out, this very enigmatic expression of Elohein Shematzilin Osan Benafshan. We would think that what it meant was there are people who you could save, the human victims, as we called them, who would be the subjects of pagam and the like, you know, or death, worse than pagam, right? So we're saving them. You know, even if it means taking offensive action against somebody who hasn't even committed a crime just yet, right? So we noted the two major distinctions are prospective versus retrospective, number one. And number two, the absence of any Maisa Bezdin, amongst many other important distinctions. And we wanted to know, you know, what exactly was the guiding principle, especially in light of the Chumras Havera, all Isurei Skila on the back end, be it Behema, Michal El Shabbos, Obed Avodah Zarah, the last two being Shakol Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's where Shitas Rashi came in, you know, so strongly. What was Rashi's perspective? That we are better off reading the Mishnah as Elohein Shematzilin Osan Benafshan. Ariel? So Elohein Shematzilin Osan Benafshan, not two different characters, but the same, you know, figure that we're saving them from themselves, saving you from sin. Now, again, for that to be true, the sin would have to be pretty bad. Normally, in halacha, we take the approach like, you know, live to see another day. Chalul Shabbos Achas Kedei Shetishmor Shabbosos Harbe. So, to get out the carbine, you know, or whatever it is, the Glock. You know, we said it really wouldn't make sense to say that Harodev Acher Chavero. To flick him in the ear, you know, we want to, you know, save him from the avera of annoying his friend. That wouldn't make too much sense. But apparently there are certain things, you know, that cross the threshold. And the Gemara explains that that's actually based on a series of intricate drashos. What's the basis in the Chumash? You have to really pay attention for this. The Gemara initially assumed it was lo samad al dam reyacha. We said lo samad al dam reyacha, that doesn't seem to justify offensive lethal action, you know, against, you know, an aggressive person. That's Tovea Benar, or Chaya Gorarto, list in Boyin Alav. So Tzvi, what was the Pasuk in the end? Okay, so we're going to come back to that. Hashivo Solo is actually, you know, more in that space, but Avi? Right, so the Tzaka Hanara Morasa Ve'ein Moshia La. So Ein Moshia La means that if there was a possibility of saving her, then not only is there a permission structure, but as the Balei Tosfos point out here, that it's really a chiyuv, that we have to act, you know, with lethal force in this situation. So that's as far as Nara Murasa is concerned. So how do you get from Nara Murasa to Rotzeach? Nara Murasa, you can understand, okay, so that's sort of similar to the Zachar, there's a Pagam, he's going to be the victim of an assault, very, very bad, but how do you get from there to, you know, the Nirtzach, to protecting somebody from death? So the hekesh ki kasher yakum yisharei utzachon nefesh kain hadavar. Initially, we thought we could learn it from a kal v'chomer, but ein onshin min adin, which is really interesting because you wouldn't think that this is so much an onesh because, you know, nothing has happened yet. It's like, you know, prospective, but we say that that's based on the hekesh. So let's take a look quickly at Tosvos, and then we'll be back to losamod al dam reyacha and the interaction with Hashivos Solo and our discussion in Shitas Rashi, which is so important. So Tosfos says, "Latzilo benafsho," right? Very difficult language. Okay, so Shimon, take it away. The esteemed older brother of T. Ross. Right. So he wants to say that, like I said, right? That the mashmaos is that you have two parties here. Elu hein shematzilin osan benafshan. Mashmaos halashon. Shema just explained it to us slowly. Shematzilin hanirdaf.
You're saving the guy who's being chased at the expense of the life of the guy of the
right. Lafuke shitas. Rashi, who said we're saving the man from himself. This is like the ultimate, you know, yamos sakai v'al yamos chayev. Right. We want to save you from yourself. Okay. Right. Why is not going to work for behema?
Because, like, if you, obviously, the animal will feel the, like, the gum in the same way.
even more basic, just the language. Mashma salasha shematzilin hanirdaf benafsho shel rodef, elu hein shematzilin osan benafshan. Right. Would it make sense to kill a person to save an animal? Right. So that's what Tosfos is saying. We wouldn't. Right. There are some absolutely fanatical animal rights people out there in the world who would have no problem with Tosfos' kasha. They would say, absolutely. You know, save the animal, kill the person. Nothing wrong with that. You guys are too young to remember this, but I am not making this up. I can't remember exactly when it happened. It's somewhere close to 10 years ago at this point. There was a boy, a 5-year-old boy, who fell into a gorilla cage. And the animal rights people went ballistic because they killed the gorilla. And they're saying it's not the gorilla's fault, you know, that the mother was irresponsible, she dropped the boy. And you're thinking to yourself, Michigan. This is not a question of it being the gorilla's fault. This is a question of you're now in a situation where you have to choose between the life of the gorilla and the life of the 5-year-old boy. Okay, are you seriously telling me that in your moral hierarchy, the gorilla, you know, has to be privileged over the life of the 5-year-old boy? And their answer is absolutely. You know, it exists. It absolutely exists in the world. It's insane. But Tosfos says it would make no sense to say that the reason that we, you know, cut down the rodef, you know, achar behema, you know, is that we're going to save the animal and kill the person, right? That makes no sense. So we're forced to reinterpret this very enigmatic expression, Elohein shematzilin osan benafshan. Okay, so it's a machlokas between Tosfos and the lunatics, you know, from the gorilla incident. Okay? And everything connects to learning in some way or another. So yeah, you thought about this Tosfos then. I think about it now. Go ahead. Oh, so back to Rashi, right? But we have a problem with Rashi. Not so simple. As we say in French, nicht à zégleich. Why is Nara Murasa going to be a problem with Shitas Rashi? Ve'elu hein shematzilin osan binafshan. Right, harodei v'achar v'lehargo v'achar zachar v'achar hanara hamu'urasa. So what's Tosfos' difficulty? If we're really saying that we're matzilin osan min ha'avera by Nara Murasa, kashim Nara Murasa.
So she's savable anyway?
Shenitan lahatzila.
Oh, the only way to save her would be by killing him.
Right, okay. Shenitan lahatzila benafsho. But why is that a problem for Rashi's interpretation? Rashi's interpretation again being
because for Rashi, you're killing him to save him, and what Tosfos is saying is you're killing him to save her.
Right. So why not just reinterpret it and say, okay, yeah, what Rashi meant was that by the Nara Murasa, we're really doing it for him. We don't want him to, you know, violate this terrible love. So ve'elohein shematzilin osan benafshan, meaning the potential avarian, the rodef. Avi, what's Tosfos' difficulty with that? Shimon was really close. It just to sharpen a little bit. We're definitely in field goal range, not for that guy Maher, but for others. Okay. Aval kasha minara hamurasa. Anyway, one of the challenges of teaching this other shir is I have to think of all these new analogies. It's like it's really hard. It's the hardest part. Aval kasha minara murasa the kamar shenitan lahatzila benafsho. So Avi, what's the difficulty? What's that? Well, you don't want to do that. Because that only gets us into field goal range. Yes! Meaning?
Like her, specifically.
Right! If it was the rodef, what would it be? Yes, there's a grammatical problem. Right? The Gemara keeps on talking about Nitam Lahatsila Benafsho. Right, Shimon? You see that? So like the Gemara is actually suggesting that she's the one being saved. Okay. So Tosfos has a little bit of a difficulty. And again, it's a very enigmatic expression. Okay, so this is all kind of by way of introduction to the point that I want to get to now. V'im Tomar, this will bring us to exactly where we want to go. However we interpret it, right? Min ha'avera, or just, you know, saving the person, you know, from the aggressor. So, just one more time. Hashta chaveru hori kidei lahatzil. So what's Tosfos's point? It says once we establish, right, midaraisa, that there is a permission structure and maybe even an obligation. Tosfos thinks it's an obligation to take offensive lethal action to save somebody else. So you would say like kal v'chomer that you have to be willing to get a little bit wet. Right, KD, if I were asking you, like, you know, what's the bigger chiddush, that you can kill somebody to save your friend? Or that you'd have to jump into, like, a bathtub to save your friend. You know, what do you consider to be the bigger chiddush? And even if a person really doesn't like to get wet. Right. Killing somebody is a bigger deal than getting wet. Okay, so Tosfos is saying, I don't really get it. Why is that not good enough? Why do we need a separate limud? And this will take us back to the whole discussion of Vashevo Solo and Lo Samod Al Dam Reyacha. So Tosfos says,
Lo
Mistaber
Neymar
Chaver Hori
Kidei Vafrusha
Misura. He says, and I don't accept somebody who says no, it's not, you know, a bigger chiddush to kill somebody, because somebody might come around and say, oh no, that's the simpler case, getting wet, that's the bigger chiddush, because obviously you're allowed to kill that guy. You saved him from an avera. That doesn't prove that I have to get wet. That would be like the most militantly religious society in the world, right? It's like, who said I have to get wet? Of course I'm going to kill that guy. I saved him from doing an avera. He should thank me. You know, I'm expecting, you know, latkes from his mother. But to get into a bathtub to save that kid who was drowning? Who said I have to do that? Tosfos doesn't accept that havamina, but it's kind of interesting to think about people who might be thinking about that. To meet such people, right, would be interesting. Yeah. Okay. Hopefully, just for diversity's sake, we could admit a few to TABC, you know, who on their admissions essays, you know, indicate that, you know, they identify with this havamina in Tosfos, that they think it's much less of a chiddush that they could kill somebody to spare them from performing an avera than it would be to get a little bit wet to save somebody who's drowning. I'm still looking for those middle schoolers. I had heard a rumor that Yeshiva Noam had a few of them, but, you know, it just hasn't panned out that way. So we'll find them, you know, whatever, wherever they are. Okay. Oh, beautiful. So what's Tosfos' answer, which becomes really the critical linchpin for the discussion that we're about to re-enter? What's the difference?
And in the case of the Nara Barasa, there's an asay to kill the guy who's going after, and in the case of the Chayer, the Bebenar, it's just a Lotasay Motamot
Zamayah. Oh. So the Tosfos comes back to the idea that I'm very fond of. There's a big difference in halacha between an asay and a los asay. Right? If I would only learn it from the situation of Rodef, that I have an affirmative responsibility, you know, to save this person, ve'ein moshia la, ha yeshla moshia, right? And we extend from there, avi, as you reminded us, ki kasher yakum yishal re'e v'tzach ha'nefesh, that only represent a mitzvah saseh. But you wouldn't have a lo saseh. So, what's the real difference, Ariel? Like when you say, okay, so one's an saseh, what's a lo saseh? Like, why does that matter so much? And this will now bring us back to our discussion about Rashi lo so low. Well, that we'll get to back in Rashi, but just as a more general observation, like what's the main distinction between an asay and a los asay? What do you have to? Which one do you think halacha ranks higher?
Asay.
Well, right. So you have a frontal. You're referring to asay docha los asay, right?
Yeah, but also the fact that an asay more often is going to be with a maisa, and a los asay more often would be without.
Ah, okay, good. So. The answer to the question is it depends what you're asking about. We have a principle of asay docha los asay. The Ramban explains, because an asay really emerges from a sense of ava sashem, I want to do this to serve God. Los asay is from yira sashem, and ava trumps yira, which is a very fascinating idea. So that's part of it. On the other hand, right, there's a lot of evidence that a los asay is much more powerful than an asay. Shimon, give me some pieces of evidence to support that idea. Yesh koach biyad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah be shave v'al tase, right? That passivity is okay, right? They can tell you not to bring a lulav on Shabbos, even though it's the daraisa by Yom HaRishon, or not to hear the shofar, or not to read the Megillah. Yesh koach biyad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah be shave v'al tase. It's much harder to uproot los ases. Moreover, let's say you're dealing with a person who has financial limitations. What's the rule for a mitzvah sasei? Tzvi, how much of your nest egg, not that it's an issue for us here, obviously, thanks to Ariel's, you know, management, but what's the maximum that we can spend on an ase? Mitzvah sasei, how much can we spend? Micah? What's the going rate for an asay? 20%. I'm a vazvez, I'm a vazvez, yosem mechomesh. What about a los asay? The Ran quoted by the Rama? Based on which pasuk? All of your money. You have to pay all of your money rather than violate los asay. Somebody puts a gun to your head and says, I'm going to kill you unless you violate this los asay, but I'd be willing to negotiate on the money, right? You have to be willing to give all of your money. What pasuk does that come from? Who said Meodecha? Yeah. Eitan Barinholtz. You just make sure we have that own egg. Alright? Bechol Meodecha. Okay? So a los asay is like inviolate. And I think that's part of the dynamic here. A third indication that los asay transcends an asay. What is required for expiation of an asay? Person doesn't fulfill a mitzvah asay. You know, they get caught up, sucked into TikTok, promoting themselves, Gavi, on Instagram. And, you know, they blow, you know, mitzvah tefillah. Whatever it is, you know, it's bad. But what do they have to do to, you know, achieve divine forgiveness? Do tshuva. Ve'enu zaz misham ad shemochen lo. They can be forgiven literally on the spot. They have to do sincere tshuva. What about for a lo sase? Well, not for every lo sase. Emmanuel is running a tight ship over here. People on the west side, you know what I'm saying? You know, these guys are. Nimuke Yosef might like that. But what's the regular tshuva? Yeah. Some of them require a karban, right? Well, that's part of tshuva anyway, right? You have to be misvada. Guys are a rough bunch. Yehari Galiavor, Malkos, and not everything is Malkos. Yom Kippur, right? Tshuva is Tola, and Yom Kippur is Mechaper. If it's worse than that, then you have to go through Yisurin. If it's worse than that, then Misa. You know. Okay, but, you know, it's harder to expiate a los asay because you violated God's will. So a los asay could be much more chamor than an asay. Right? So an asay, again, when it's directly competing with los ase, we say ase docha los ase. So Shimon, you weren't wrong. But from many other perspectives, we know that a los ase is really much more chamor. Yesh koach b'yad cham lakar davar netar b'shev al ta'ase, as opposed to a los ase, right, the financial component. It takes a much greater degree of tshuva to recover from violating a los ase than it does, you know, from an ase. I would add to that, you know, osik b'mitzvah, patar mina mitzvah. That only works, of course, for an ase, right? It doesn't work for los ases. A person can't say, you know, I'm wearing tzitzis right now, so I'm patar from, like, you know, los hirtzach, and start, you know, indiscriminately, spraying, a shopping mall with an AK-47 and say, well, you know, what do you want from me? I'm wearing a tzitzis over here. I'm an osik b'mitzvah. It doesn't work for los ases, right? But my tzitzis might not be the best example for mitzvah ase, but you have many, many indications. So when Tosfos is saying here that an ase is docha los ase, it's obviously a very powerful statement. Ase, you know, would have been established in terms of Toveya Binar or Chaya Gerarto, excuse me, but a los ase, you know, goes further. I think that's very consequential. Now to get back to Rashi, where Rashi was dealing with a similar issue of why don't we just learn the fact that if your friend is drowning in a river or being attacked by a bunch of highwaymen, list in Boinalav, Ochaya Gerarto, the gorilla case, why not just learn it from Vashivo Solo? So what did the Gemara say? David, what did the Gemara say? What was Hashivo Solo? That would tell you X. Vad Lo Samad Al Damayacha, that tells you Y. Well, before we get to Rashi, just what does the Gemara say? Professor Herman? Right, so the Gemara says, Hashivo Solo is Hani Mile Benafshe, or Benafsho. Right, but Lemetrech, to really be Matriach yourself, or Lagure Megar, to hire somebody, that you only know from Lo Samod Al Dam Reacha. And the question is, how? So what I was suggesting is that part of it is just intrinsic, the nature of Ase versus Los Ase. Los Ases have higher standards in general. But Rashi, I think, ups the ante. So Rashi says, David, you were about to review Rashi for us. So Rashi, at the most basic level, says, what's the difference? Shiyachol atzilo b'nafsho means?
Rashi also is saying, definitely
can save him. So you're already saying what I want to say. I just want to make it clear. That's the second level. But the first level in Rashi is that b'nafsho v'ashivo solo means that you can save him yourself. And Lo Samad Al Damreyacha is you have to be Chozer Al Kol Atzadin, a very famous Rashi. That you have to, you know, go all over the place, you know, start hiring people, start trying to, you know, if we're having an incident outside at, what's it called outside? Gan Rachel? Or the fish pond outside? Steve's fish pond? On the way in?
Yeah, exactly.
Gan Rachel, right? Okay, so, you know, somebody goes down in there, you know, and you can't get them out for whatever reason. You got to run, so, you know, find Steve, whatever it is. So that's, you know, it's not in your control to do that, but you got to get somebody. So that's the first level of Rashi. I thought it was pretty clear from, David, you were about to say this, go ahead, that there's a second indication in Rashi.
That Rashi was saying that you definitely can save, like, if the Va died, you can save them and you should.
Yachol atzileu yatzileu. Lo samar al dam reyacha. Right, so lo samar al atzmecha, mashma al chazor al kol tzadin shelo yova dam reyacha. The mechayev is not totzah oriented; it's talich oriented. Micah, right? The point is, you can't just do nothing. The man is going to die. So do something. Are you going to be able to save him? Who knows? But you violate lo samar al dam reyacha through your idleness, through your inaction, through your passivity. Do something. So I think it might be, and they're not mutually exclusive, right, Shimon? So part of the difference might be an ase versus a los ase, that when you add a los ase, it's not just a quantitative thing, but it's a qualitative thing. The second point is that the asay may specifically be like, you know, Hashava Saveda, right? Vashevo Solo is a kol shekein mimamono. So if you have the guy's wallet, so you can return it. If you have the guy's life, you can return it. Yachol atzilehu, tatzilehu. As opposed to lo samar al dam reyacha, which means we have no idea whether you're going to be able to save him, but you have to try. Don't just stand there twiddling your thumbs. Do something. Chazar al kolat stadin. Do whatever you possibly can. To be idle in such a situation is, you know, totally unacceptable. So I like this diuk very much. I think it was KD who pointed out to me afterwards. Did you mention the Rashi al Torah? After Shir yesterday, who pointed out the Rashi al Torah? Avi Rosenberg. I wouldn't put it past you. I should say Avi Cohn, excuse me. Okay. You haven't, you know, lost your Rashi al Torah. Okay. So you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
On that, like Rashi in the Torah says that on...
Lo samar al dam reyacha.
Says, like, if you, like, see him and you're able to save him.
Right. So I thought it was Meduya, because there Rashi really seems to be suggesting much more in line with what we're saying about Vashevo so lo. Right? So here, Rashi is deviating from that. Now, we got lucky, and I assume you guys have this too, in my super fancy Cadillac, you know, first world Gemara over here. Lo samar al dam reyacha. Do you guys have this? Where it says, like, the Likute Rashi? So, Avi, you want to read it? I know you knew this off the top of your head, but it's just that they put this on the side of our Gemara because apparently they assume that we are very idle and very lazy and can't look these things up for ourselves, but... Okay. So you see, Rashi's not saying that here. See my point? It would have been easy for him to say, "Vata yachal atzila." It's not what he's saying. Okay, so here I think it's very significant. I said to you yesterday, I'm not saying that Rashi's the most important Rishon in the Sugya, but there's nobody that's more important than him in the Sugya. Because so many of these issues, Safik, Vadai, what the Mechayiv is, are already in this one line in Rashi. So there's really two issues here. One of them is Ase versus Los Ase, which Tosos is talking about. And the second issue is, what's the nature of the Mechayiv? And Rashi, I think, is suggesting that the nature of the Mechayiv is not Totsah oriented. And I want to tell you why. And we're going to see this in the Rambam. Or maybe somebody... here can tell me why. Like, why is the point not whether or not in the end you save the guy? Shouldn't that be the only thing that we care about? If he lived or if he died? Why is that not the point of Lo Samar al Dam Reyacha, the Shitas Rashi?
It's that the Shilo Yave Dam Reyacha, that it's not, that it's a, the him dying is not on you.
Excellent. I just spelled it out from a moral standpoint. Like, what's
you're
the issue?
You can, so if he dies in the end, it's not your fault.
Right, so let me prove it in both directions. And this is, you really have to be able to think for this, but it's very important that we try to put in the effort to really work our way through this. And I want to explore it from both directions. What does it mean for a person to stand there and do nothing when somebody else is dying? That's horrible. They may not have been the person who killed him. Maybe it was the gorilla. Maybe it was the fact that they drowned. But it's awful to do nothing. Maybe you could have, maybe you couldn't have, but that you were unmoved to do any, it's horrible. Morally and halachically, it's horrible that you exist in the world and watching somebody die is not enough to get you off, you know, the seat of your pants. The Torah had a very significant problem with that. And just one more second to flip it around. And does that go away? Let's say, you know, somebody's drowning in you know, Lake Wanatabi, okay? And, you know, you're sitting there on the side and you say, wow, I really didn't expect this to happen today. You know, this is really unpleasant. And, you know, you're going on eating your tuna sandwich, you know, and, you know, some SWAT team helicopter comes in and drops the guy a rope and is saved. So now the guy is saved. Does that mean that what you did was any less morally reprehensible? That's the point, right? What Rashi's able to put his finger on is that the mechayev here is your reaction to it. So if you did everything, mishnei atzadin, if you did everything that you possibly could and the guy dies, the halacha smiles upon that. It's a tragic outcome, but we can say you did everything possible. Lo aleinu, I mean, you remember, you know, 4 years ago, almost to the exact day, there was a member of our shul, a tzaddik, who collapsed in shul. And they worked on him for an hour before declaring him dead. TVAC came, and then they brought him to the hospital for an hour. They did everything. And when I see the doctor who worked on him, I thank him every single time. Not the outcome was the outcome, but I thank him every single time. To me, that was what it was. It's lo samad al dam riacha, that they for an hour they worked on him for an hour, did everything possible until it was obvious that, you know, yatsa nishmaso. Meidach gisa, if they had done nothing and the guy had just sort of spontaneously survived his heart attack, it would be awful, unforgivable. So lo samad al dam riacha, what Rashi has done for us is he's completely reframed it from being totzah oriented. The guy lives or dies. Of course, we'd prefer him to live, but the halacha legislates in accordance to the basic moral standard that it's completely unacceptable to just watch somebody die and do nothing about it. Especially a fellow member of Klal Yisrael. Lo samad al dam riacha. Hopefully, we do it for anybody, but to be so callous. That's the difference between the asay and the los asay. And they're in addition to the general distinctions. Okay, so let's go to...